Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. We want to thank our friends at American Senior Communities for their continued support. In fact, American Senior Communities has brought to us Dan McKenzie, an occupational therapist. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
How are you, Dan?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. You've been here before, haven't you?
Not this particular location.
But I've seen you.
Yeah, I think Joy's house last year.
Oh, maybe that's where it was. I knew I'd seen that familiar face. Well, let's talk about bones. Osteoporosis. Explain, well, we all think we know what it is, but give us the definition.
Well, it's kind of unfortunately, it's a common condition. It causes bones to become more porous, which essentially means less solid or less dense. And they gradually become weaker over time and more brittle. So essentially not enough calcium and phosphorus, and so they kind of lose their protein framework in the bones. They become thinner, more fragile, and probably more susceptible to fractures.
Is this what we, we do the bone density tests? Is that what they're looking for?
That's right. It's called a bone mineral density test, BMD test. And that kind of gives you a sort of an indicator of the strength of the bone as far as the exact density. And it shows up really well. It's a very easy procedure.
It's making me realize I'm due for my bone density test. And it's harmless, and don't be afraid of it. It's easy to do. Just got to get it on your calendar and get it done. So osteoporosis, when I think about it, I typically think of women. Is that true?
That's very true. And there's actually primary type 1 we talk about. And typically it's postmenopause. For most women, and it has to do with your estrogen levels in the body. It's estrogen for females, and obviously testosterone for males as well. Especially when you get above age 70, that dramatically increases over time.
So estrogen helps to build?
It builds.
Stronger bones.
That is correct.
I'm thinking very selfishly. I recently had my ovaries removed, so that's probably something I need to keep an eye on.
It would be.
Estrogen does a lot of things for our bodies that we don't really consider. Yep. So osteoporosis, so I think of women. I also think of older women, but this is not necessarily an aging issue.
Not necessarily. Some people can kind of be predisposed to this condition, so there is kind of a genetic factor, potentially. It's also just a lifestyle. If you're sedentary and you don't really exercise much and there's not a lot of aggressive weight bearing in your joints, it puts you more at risk. So it can be more of a nutrition aspect, too, if you're lacking vitamin D, calcium in your diet. So that's also a big factor.
Well, and I think that's why when children are young, we're milk. We want them to get their milk. You're building
Absolutely.
Strong bones. Is that really what we're talking about?
It is. Vitamin D kind of has, it gives the body potential to absorb calcium, which is the key ingredient for having strong bones and skeletal structure.
But your bones are what they are by a certain age, right?
Pretty much. Once you actually have your growth plates and they mature, when you're adolescence, you're typically at that point, mature bones. Now, from that point, it's just important to be active. And I think that's probably the number one take-home message.
If you are actually diagnosed with osteoporosis, can you change? Can your bones heal? I guess is the question. Can they be fixed? Can you go backwards to not have osteoporosis anymore?
Absolutely. And I always tell people it's never too late. Particularly when you think of exercise and activity, it is never too late. I've seen over the years clinically a lot of folks. They'll come into our clinics or our facilities and say, I've never exercised a day in my life. Why start now? Is it going to help? And in fact, it does. Research shows that your bone density will increase given the right activities and right exercise.
Interesting. And are there also medical interventions?
There are medical interventions. Hormone replacement therapy, as you had mentioned, estrogen replacements. Fosamax is kind of a relatively new med that they've initiated for men especially. So that's typically what you see, but really I think the biggest thing is just increasing your activity levels and getting more weight bearing through your joints.
Everything goes back to that. It feels like everything goes back to managing your weight and making sure that you are physically active.
Absolutely, along with the medical interventions.
I got to get my act together.
Yeah, I do too. It's never too late, he said.
It's never too late.
Dan said it's never too late.
Dan McKenzie, occupational therapist at American Senior Communities, has said it is never
it's
too
okay.
late.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, there's a lot to consider with this. And you said there's some genetic factor to osteoporosis. There's lifestyle factor. There are medical interventions. So this is, if someone is diagnosed, this is not the end of the world for you.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Okay.
And like I say, the body is very intuitive. I say if we give it a chance to heal, it often will heal itself.
You know, I just want to give a plug right now for a guy, a friend of mine named Bo Rayleigh, who has a place called Exercise Inc. And he designed machines that for women with osteoporosis. And so when I have gone to work out, I'm working out next to 70 and 80 year old women that are lifting these weights in this slow method exercise. And I'm telling you, there is something magical about what it is able to do this with weights, right? I mean, this Absolutely. Is a good thing.
In fact, at ASC, American Senior Communities, we actually have what we call a New Energy Wellness Program. And there's 8 Indy Metro locations. And we actually focus on folks that are 50 and over. And the machines are actually very incremental in resistance. So they're actually tailored towards that population.
Yeah, that slow method exercise with weights seems to be a miracle for those with diagnosed with osteoporosis. I'm telling you, Tina, I am working out with 70 and 80 year old women.
I'm just proud of you that you're working out.
Well, you know,
I think this sounds great.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to turn back time.
Well, it's never too late, Dan has said. And, you know, the New Energy Wellness Program is fantastic, and we've heard lots of success stories of people that have come through that. You all, as an occupational therapist, first of all, your role is so important, and people don't, I think they get lost. They hear therapists, they don't understand what occupation really means. Can you describe very briefly what an occupational therapist does?
Sure. We basically look at daily living skills, which can mean anything from brushing your teeth to getting dressed to managing the home environment, mowing the yard, driving a car. So just essentially all our daily living skills is what that means. And, you know, we teach people how to compensate. So if they're, you know, if they're going through a severe episode or a medical issue and they aren't strong enough to carry out those daily living skills, we can actually teach them to compensate using adaptive equipment. But we also focus on remediation, you know, or strengthening, increasing range of motion, decreasing pain to live a, you know, a quality of life.
So what I want people to understand is occupation means whatever your job is, whatever your tasks at hand are. So if you're a baby, your job is to roll over, or it's to play with toys,
yes,
or it's eye contact and the way that your body is moving. If you are retired, it doesn't necessarily mean your job where you go in and you sit in your cubicle and you do your paid work, but your occupation could be, as you mentioned, getting up and brushing teeth, mowing the yard, driving the car, things of that nature. So when working with someone with osteoporosis in particular, since that's, you know, what we're really talking about today, what adaptations can you make for these folks, or how do you help them to compensate for that?
Sure. There's numerous things. You know, if they have a spinal issue, which is very common, and I don't think I mentioned before, with osteoporosis in the severe cases, you see compression fractures. It's really where your vertebrae will spontaneously fracture, and it can be progressive in nature. So oftentimes they're limited with mobility. So if they can't reach their shoes, or if they can't put their socks on, there are adaptive aids
and
allow
are these,
you to do that.
And forgive me, are these the people that we see that are kind of hunched over when
yes.
they're walking?
Okay. Rounded shoulders, okay. Kyphotic spine.
Yeah. And so if someone can't tie their shoes, how do you help them as an occupational therapist? How do you help them overcome that?
Numerous ways. We have long-handled devices, long-handled shoe horns, so they don't have to actually flex their spine. We have elastic shoelaces. There's all kinds of tricks to the trade.
Those little grippers?
Yeah, reachers.
The reachers? Mm. I like the reachers.
Do you?
I like making this motion with my hand that people can't see, where I look like I'm going to eat something.
Dan McKenzie from American Senior Communities, the occupational therapist. Now, how can we get a hold of you? Through American Senior Community?
Absolutely. ASCSeniorCare.com.
And the New Energy Wellness Clinics are for folks in the community over the age of 50.
That's correct. We actually have folks from 50 to 102.
I say go for it. And, you know, you're welcome to walk into any American Senior Community location and talk to those folks about New Energy Wellness. They can help get you back on the right track.
And please be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 10:30 of Wish TV for Boomer TV.
Dan, it's great to see you again.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All righty. The news is next, 93 WIBC.